no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold? Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. It is, of course, podcast number 4 for the Pro Kabaddi season number 7. I hope you're enjoying all the action here at In and Out Kabaddi on our new shortened podcast. Now, this is really a Patna preview, although there are, of course, a couple more days in Mumbai at the NSCI. Then a change of pace over to Patna as we go to the Pataliputra Sports Complex. The other name, of course, Pataliputra for Patna.
What is that again, Dan? What's the name again?
Pataliputra?
Sports? Can I guess, please?
Pataliputra.
Well said.
Is that correct?
Yeah, Pataliputra.
I should be half decent at Indian names by now with the amount of...
Given the amount of time you spend. Welcome, everyone. Good to be here. It's going to be, as you said, Dan, a change of pace from Mumbai to Patna, that's for sure. But Patna is going to be raging because, as you know quite well, as you go into the smaller cities of India, there is less big sport on offer quite often. So when it does come around, the hunger for it is just outstanding. And the whole city switches off to watch the sport that's on offer. So Kabaddi fever is going to be gripping the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna, that's for sure.
Of course, Patna are back-to-back champions, the first ever back-to-back champions in Pro Kabaddi League. Why though, quick question, second largest city in the east of India, why did the largest city, Kolkata, not get a Kabaddi team?
They did, Daniel Strange. Calcutta is in Bengal, and the Bengal Warriors exist. There's a bit of geography for you.
Ah, yeah, true. Yeah, I should have checked my geography on that one. That's a fair point. Okay, moving swiftly on. Didn't think of that one.
And you have been there during the Football League with us, so yeah. Good memories.
Been to Bengal a few times. Been there quite a few times, actually.
Calcutta happens to be in Bengal.
Yeah, knew that.
Back for the day.
Knew that, yeah. Every day's a school day, especially revision days. Yeah, okay, fair enough. So, in Patna, great chance for two teams I've highlighted to really sort of instill the winning ways, the winning habit when they're in Patna is for JPP and New Mumba. What are your thoughts on their chances of doing so because their first game each in the leg will be Haryana and UP?
Yeah, I think also the lead-up into that Patna leg is going to be interesting because in that last match as we leave Mumbai, it's U Mumbai up against the Gujarat Fortune Giants, and that is two defensive heavyweights going head-to-head. And I think that could be one of the biggest matches we've seen so far in terms of interest, in terms of the defense-heavy teams clashing up against each other. So that should be a really good contest. And then we head into Patna. And what, for me, could set the tone for the entire Patna leg is the first encounter in Patna as well. It's Patna, the home side, up against the Jaipur Pink Panthers, who, as I said to you earlier in one of our podcasts, are looking really, really good. So Patna versus Jaipur in Patna to set things off is going to be a scorcher. And I can't wait for that one to kick things off. And then from there on, it's going to get interesting because I think the entire Patna leg has some really tight matches. Now, the first three games as well is Patna-Jaipur, Bengal-Bengaluru, and Haryana-Tamil Talaivas. Those three games are going to be really tight. And maybe the first one-sided game could be the Patna Pirates versus Puneri Paltan. But from there on again, it starts to get really tight with Dabang Delhi taking on Jaipur. So I think what we could get in the Patna leg is really tight matches. I know you highlighted in our previous podcast that we had some one-sided contests in the last week. I think that is set to change in the Patna leg.
Dabang Delhi versus Gujarat Fortune Giants. Dabang are 3 from 3. Gujarat 2 from 2. They could be facing each other without having lost a game.
Yeah, very well. I mean, they really could because both these sides have been tremendous so far. They've stuck to their guns. They've stuck to their strong ways of playing as well. And that's before we even head into that U-Mumbai versus Gujarat matchup. So that's going to be a great clash. And that's coming your way on Thursday, just a couple of days from here. So there are some really, really good matches coming up before we head into Patna. So as you said, it is setting up so nicely towards the middle part of this tournament.
How do you think going into that sort of, we said that having only four matches in a home leg should benefit the players with regards injuries, etc. You look at the likes of Patna, they've got raiders galore. I mean, Jankun Lee, they've got Mogsodlu, the Iranian raider as well. So they've got support in their raid departments. I'm not just talking about Patna here, but how are teams balancing their squads to allow them to keep performing throughout? Are they managing to do that? Are any teams looking a little bit light when they're, you know, if, for example, Patna going into four games in a row, do any teams looking at their home legs, looking ahead in the league, do they look a bit light in any areas?
I think the only concern could be for the Tamil Talibas. They've got an ageing squad in some sense. They've got experience. Manju Chilla, Run Singh, Ajay Thakur, all of them are towards the twilight end of their career. And towards the back end of the tournament, they might just start to feel a little bit tired. But let's remember, it's come down in terms of the home leg. It's come down from six matches in the last season to four in this season. So it's, I think, it's still a lot more manageable for the players. And I think that's why they don't mind the workload so much. But on the Raiders particularly, they're going to have to make sure that they stay fit for the home leg, because that could make or break a team in the season.
Of course, Jankun Lee is now at the Patna Pirates. We haven't seen too much of him so far this year, but another Korean player who should be starting to shine is playing at Yeomanbe, Lee Dong-kyun, another player who won silver at the Asian Games in 2018, picked up 6 points against JPP in their second match. What can we expect from the Korean players such as Jankun Lee, such as Lee Dong-kyun, I'm talking for people that haven't seen so much kabaddi and maybe aren't so aware of the global players.
Yeah, it's been good to see, and it's a great point because, as you said, the game has gone global. South Korea has been excellent to watch, actually, within the kabaddi fraternity. And you've got actually two of them at Yeomanbe, Dong-kyun Lee, the raider. But you've also got Yung Chang-ko, who's come out on court on a couple of occasions and thrown in a couple of crucial super tackles. So it's no longer the international players who are just filling the numbers or filling the squads. They're actually having to do a big job for their teams, and they are doing so. Jankun Lee has got over 400 raid points, and that tells you the caliber of Jankun Lee as a raider. And he's been terrific to watch for the Bengal Warriors in the past, and he's hoping to convert that form into the Patna side of things. But as you said also, it's not been the brightest start for him so far. The Iranians, nothing really left to be said about them, because they are the new powerhouse of World Kabaddi. They beat India in the Asian Games. They are the reigning Asian Games gold medalists, and they are playing some terrific kabaddi at the moment. So it's really going global, this sport. It's going to 37 nations at the moment, only increasing from now on, and I think it is going to continue to grow as the sport gains more awareness.
Iran, men's and women's Asian Games gold medalists, they really were superb out there in Jakarta. A worry for UP in that Patna home leg is that they are playing the Pirates. Do you fear that? I'm sorry to mention cricket. Do you fear that it could be a cricket score in that one?
Yeah, it could be a real rout as well, especially given that the Patna defence is coming alive. Patna's biggest problem in season six was that their defence let them down. Pardeep Narwal will keep scoring you points, but when the defence is let down, it really does hurt the Patna Pirates. This year, their defence is firing. It's looking really, really good. And so there is trouble in the offing for every team that's up against them. And yep, on Friday the 9th, it is going to be the Patna Pirates up against UP Yodha. And that's going to be a real tough ask, unless UP Yodha get Rishank Divedigar fit by then, and unless that defence starts to shape up better.
You mentioned the defence for Patna. JD, I have to give him a mention. 14 points, leading defender at the moment in the Pro Kabaddi League, leading Faisal, leading Mahendra Singh, who both have 12 points apiece. It's not as glamorous a place to be the top of the tackle list, really, is it? You know, all the kids grow up wanting to be the next big raider, the next the next top raider in the Pro Kabaddi League. But Jaydeep's come in and he's set the foundation for the team.
Yeah, he has, and I think the left corner is such an important role. You mentioned the others in the mix, most of them are left corners. Fazal Attachali, also left corner. Jaydeep, a left corner. You've got Girish Arnak, a left corner. And when you see the difference in the squads when they do well versus when they don't, it is so apparent in the success of the team as well. Jaipur riding high on Sandeep Dhol in the left corner. Jaydeep's success translating into Patna's success. Girish Arnak's failures on the left corner translating into Puneri Palton's failures. So the left corner is such a crucial position, and that has to be taken care of quite nicely by an experienced campaigner most often, unless you're someone with the caliber of Jaideep or Sandeep Dhol. So it's really good to see these youngsters step up. But the consistency is what is so important, and Jaideep has been bringing that for the Patna Pirates. So this could be another big season for Patna. If they make the knockouts, they become even more lethal as a squad.
And we mentioned the glamour of being top raider. Of course, current top raider in the league is Naveen Kumar. He got 177 points in PKL6, so he's had a decent debut season. But he could get well over 200 points if he carries on at the rate he's going. Very, very early stages. What is it that he's doing so right for Dabang Delhi at the moment to put him at the top of the raiding standings?
I think he could be the next breakout star for India. Outstanding to watch. Great mind on a young pair of shoulders. And he has been ridiculously quick. I think he's added some speed over the off-season. He's gotten fitter. He looks quicker across the corner. He looks much quicker on the turn particularly. I do think that he's the one to watch. For me, he's been the most exciting young raider, and I'm really looking forward to see the way his future shapes up within the Dabang Delhi setup, but also for India, and hopefully he'll put that India jersey on pretty quickly because he will deserve it. If he's got a clean season, if he stays injury free, he could be the top raider at the end of this one.
Now, a lovely statistic that I noticed. It's a lovely statistic if you're writing a podcast. Terrible statistic if you tipped Puneri Poultan to win the league this year. But Puneri Poultan, Telugu Titans and UP all 7 all-outs in their matches so far this season. Now, to be fair to Telugu, they have played 4 matches. UP have only played 2. Puneri Poultan have played 3. 7 all-outs in each of those teams' matches this season is a lot of all-outs this early on.
Yeah, it is, and the all-out is important in a match because it's just a way to deflate the opposition. It's a moral victory for the opposition and sort of a dent that goes into the mindset. I know it's only a 2-point swing, but it's that morale that starts to drop quite often, and very, very often in this sport, we see that the team that inflicts the first all-out ends up winning the game, and that's why it becomes so vital in the sport to get that early all-out, to change the course of the game and set the tone early.
Now, I think you alluded to it earlier that you think Patna versus JPP is the tie of the week. I can't disagree with you. I think JPP are going to romp away with it in Patna and get yet another win. Do you think that's realistic for Deepak Niwas Huda's men, or do you think it's going to be all about Patna in that game of the week?
No, I think it's going to be a really close one. I think it's going to be a very, very tight one because if they can control Deepak Niwas Huda, then Patna have an opportunity. If he gets going, then it's a real tough ask. And he is a left raider. He'll come up against Jaideep quite often. So that could be a straight battle between himself, Vikas Jaglan and Jaideep. And Pardeep Narwal won't have an easy time either versus the two corners, Amit Hooda on the right corner and Sandeep Dhol on the left corner. So that is going to be a really, really cagey encounter. And the one straight after that also will be great to watch. Bengal Warriors versus the Bengaluru Bulls. That's going to be solid to watch because both those teams raid heavy, but also their defensive units are coming to the party.
Yeah, and all happening, of course, at the Pataliputra Sports Complex. Don't forget, UP Yoda could still come good. They've got Yuman Butt in Patna next week. Let's see if they can turn things round against a team that are currently unbeaten as well. Hope you've enjoyed listening again. Again, we've shot through over 10 minutes, but never mind. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at InAndOutKabaddi, or follow us individually on Instagram or Twitter at Sahel Chanduk and at Dan Strange TV. We'll be back with you every Tuesday throughout the season with a couple of podcasts a week, both in or around 10 minutes.
Hopefully we'll get some real superb clashes over the next 6 days, and we'll bring you all of that in our next podcast as well. So thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.